We are here at the Ag Careers Ag HR Roundtable. With me is Wendy Fink with APLU. And Wendy, the first one thing I want to ask you is, what is APLU?
It's the Association of Public and Land-Grant Universities. We're an association based in Washington, D.C. of 221 public universities, land-grant universities, and university systems. We focus on higher ed policy and give voice, a national voice, to university concerns, public university concerns.
Now, you're here at the roundtable here in advance of another meeting that's coming up, right?
Yes, that's correct. Starting on Wednesday evening, August 3rd, we will be hosting the APLU Academic Programs National Summit on Curriculum Reform for the 21st Century.
And who's going to be there?
We're going to have primarily academic programs administrators, as well as faculty that are usually on the curriculum committees for their colleges. We got folks coming from across the nations, primarily from land-grant institutions, but there are a few non-land grants participating as well.
Now, as far as that's concerned, you're going to be coming out with the results of a survey that talks about skills that need to be taught to students and for future employees. And tell me a little bit about what you've discovered.
Well, of course, one of the main things that we always hear from employers is how important soft skills is. So we decided to go ahead and do a more in-depth study of the soft skills so that we could better prioritize which ones we, the university system, should be working on and which we might want to leave for the employers. What we discovered, of course, is that the base one is really communications. That is where it all starts. If you can't communicate, you really can't do the others. That's quickly followed by decision-making and then self-management. And it makes common sense once you see it all laid out, but it's not that easy when you're looking at, say, 49 different skills. So if you think of it from the self perspective, first they have to communicate, then they have to be able to make a decision, they have to manage themselves, then they do teamwork, then they can think about professionalism, experiences, and leadership. And those were sort of how it ranked out. We found some surprising things for us. We place a great deal of emphasis at the university level on international experiences. The study abroad has been a big push for the last 10, 20 years. And we found that employers were not valuing that as highly. Now, we're still trying to unpack that and understand it. But one of the things we saw, at least anecdotally, was that perhaps our students do not know how to communicate properly what they learned on that experience. And we're hearing that from some of the employers, that I see it on the resumes, but they can't give me an idea of what they actually learned at it. So therefore, it's kind of a one-off, essentially, for them.
Tell me how you conducted the survey.
APLU hired some researchers from Michigan State University, and we spent a couple of months putting together the questions. They started out by analyzing a large set of literature. You know, there's a great deal of literature already existing on the soft skills. We did what they call a pile sort cluster analysis and came up with seven clusters of soft skills that they thought fit together, and then they named each one. So, for example, under communications, you would have items like listening effectively, communicating effectively orally, asking good questions. But that's the idea behind it. So each cluster, we have seven clusters, and under each cluster there are seven specific skill sets. And one thing I might add here is that we picked all these positive attributes. We didn't see any of them as negative, and every single one of them would be listed as important by employers. If we had set this up, say, just to rate them, everyone would have said, of course, most important, most important, most important. So that's why we chose to force people to rank them, because we needed that prioritization.
Now, who were the people that responded to the survey?
We sent it out to all of the land grants to choose whether or not to participate. So of those, 31 chose to participate. And depending on which land grant, some of them it was faculty, students, and their alumni. In some cases, it was just one of those groups or some mix of such. We also sent it out to employers, and we chose those employers based on lists that the universities provided either to us or that the universities contacted themselves. So on the employer side, it was a huge range. I want to say around 2,000 employers were asked for their input. We had 282 who we got full responses from.
Now, this is not just agribusiness. This is more than just agribusiness.
Yes, this would be far beyond agribusiness because in many cases, you know, I saw many financial institutions listed, at least one motorcycle company, everything from food companies to, of course, you would expect agribusinesses on this, and that was part of it. But just across the board, all sorts of sectors were part of this.
Well, let me ask you, what do you think about this roundtable?
I think it's wonderful. This is the second year I've come to Ag Careers, and I really enjoy it because it is an opportunity to meet so many different employers, people and companies that I may not have ever heard of, and get a better idea of the breadth of the field of agriculture that I don't get from sitting in Washington, D.C.
Here at the Ag Careers Ag HR Roundtable at Purdue University, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.